This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the telephone numbers here momentarily, where you can call in to talk to us, the us tonight. It's me, Daryl.
Chris.
And Conan.
And, you know, it would not be a really proper show if we did not start with the latest police shooting. Conan, you have that story.
Yes, sadly, another one. This one from Minnesota. I'm looking at the NewYorkDailyNews.com. Minnesota man Philando Castile shot and killed by cops during the traffic stop. Girlfriend pleads for him on Facebook. Live stream warning. There is graphic content on the video that is here, and it is. I watched almost all of it in its entirety. The video starts after the shooting, and basically you get to watch, I'll just tell you don't have to, actually get into it, but the man bleeds to death pretty much right in front of us, and with a gun held to him. No one did anything about it. Cops stood there for 4 or 5 minutes with a gun at his, held at him, could have been pulling him out, stopping the bleeding. Girlfriend could have been doing something about it, but she wasn't allowed to because under cop's orders, she had to keep her hands up. But she had a video. She had her phone, got trained on the scene, and she talked through it all and explained exactly what had happened. She uploaded to Facebook. It was promptly taken down, and it's been uploaded to YouTube. And a woman live streamed the heartbreaking moments after her boyfriend was shot and killed by a cop in Minnesota late Wednesday. In a Facebook video, Lavish Reynolds claims that the couple was pulled over in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area for a busted taillight, and that her boyfriend, identified by WCCO as Philando Castile, was shot 4 or 5 times. She said that Castile told the officer he was carrying a permitted firearm and had been reaching for his wallet before the officer opened fire. Quote, please, no, don't let him be gone. Why? Reynolds yells on her video as Castile, 32, slumps back in the driver's seat of his car, blood running across his shirt. A St. Anthony's police officer can be seen outside the car, his gun drawn on Castile. Reynolds, who, like Castile, is black, describes him as Asian. I told him not to reach for it, the cop says as he continues to point his weapon into the vehicle. I told him to get his hands off of it. And, of course,
hold on. So the cop says,
we don't have that extra.
I need you to give me your license and registration.
While your hands are raised, right?
And also make sure that I can see your hands.
This is a tricky situation.
I've got to grab this out of my back pocket. No, I need to see your hands. Oh, you reached for your gun. Bang, bang, bang.
Right. Yeah, and how many seconds was he given? Was it immediate? Was it 3 seconds later? What is really going down in this country where, this is the second day in a row, and
we're hearing,
and these cops are so afraid for their lives.
Well, yeah. Okay. I get anybody being afraid of people with guns. Sometimes I'm afraid when I'm around police officers with guns. But this case, I think, is kind of unusual for a couple different reasons. Number one, it involves what we've heard is a citizen who is not only allowed to carry because that's your right as a human being, but also had, permission from the state. He had a concealed carry permit. That's what we're hearing. I haven't heard anything to the contrary.
And if he was connected with that license plate that was run,
right,
they would have known.
Well, maybe not. Concealed carry permits are not always tied directly to DMV, but, if... I don't know. It's a horrible situation. It's one that I think about a lot because, you guys know, I carry everywhere. And when you do get pulled over by a police officer, it has the potential to go really sideways.
Yeah, I was taught, very early on, because my dad carried, he went to Miami every single week to deliver milk. And he carried, and I knew where the gun was, and I, you know, and I fired it a lot. But I knew it was in a pouch. I knew where it was. And he said, if you ever get pulled over for whatever reason, just keep your hands on the steering wheel. And that's the first thing, out of your mouth. Officer, I, by the way, just to let you know, I am, concealed carrying, and the weapon is in this vehicle, just to let you know.
Right. So I'm looking at the information from the Minnesota Department of, Public Safety. I believe it's dps.mn.gov. And they have on here the information about getting a permit to carry. And you have to complete an application. You have to be at least 21. You cannot be prohibited from possessing a firearm. All of those seem pretty standard. You cannot be listed in the criminal gang investigation system. You have to be a resident in the county where you're requesting the permit, unless you request the non-Minnesota resident permit. And here's the final thing. You must provide a certificate of completed authorized firearms training. Training by a certified instructor must be completed within 1 year of an original or a renewal application. So, like, you have to fairly regularly go to firearms training in Minnesota to even have that piece of paper to exercise that fundamental right.
Yeah, right. But it's possible this cop, trigger happy, didn't even hear any of that. It might even be that the guy didn't have a concealed carry. This is from the girlfriend. But the cop might have he might have just heard, I've got a firearm.
Right, got a firearm in the car.
And I don't even know. Right, we're going to find out a lot more about this. Right now we're doing a lot of speculating. We've got information from the girlfriend, and the cops haven't said a whole lot. The police chief hasn't said a whole lot. But you know,
what kills me on this type of thing is it was a broken taillight.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, it's a broken taillight. That should be that is all the probable cause that officer had to pull that guy over. That's it. Broken taillight. So everything else, the fear for his life, the alleged fear for his life, mm-hmm. You know, the suspicion that he had to react quickly and immediately, because it doesn't sound like there was a lot of time passed, had to make all those decisions based on little information other than broken taillight and what?
Well, if there had been anything connected to that license plate, which, like I said, that's the first thing he did, we would have already heard that information. But nope, we haven't heard that. All we've heard is broken taillight. So I'm led to believe that, it was just a trigger-happy cop.
What else did he see in the car that made him fear that much for his life?
You mean like the little girl in the back seat? The girlfriend in the passenger seat?
Yeah.
Continuing on with the article, St. Anthony cops confirmed the shooting took place in Falcon Heights, a sleepy St. Paul suburb that hosts the St. Fair around 9 p.m. Castile, a cafeteria supervisor at a local Montessori school, later died at Hennepin County Medical Center. So the guy, and I'm looking at a picture of him, he looks like a decent guy with glasses, you know, he doesn't look like a gangbanger. In Reynolds' video, an officer said that she was being detained. An employee at the Ramsey County Communications Center confirmed early Thursday that she had been questioned by police and released, though did not have information about which police force questioned her. On social media, Castile's friends and relatives expressed their grief at the sudden and violent loss. The family will never be the same. This has shocked me to the core. I lost my cousin to the hands of the police, Wilson posted.
There's more from this, as well as sort of some of the fallout. Chris, you've got an article about the NRA and why they should be responding. I have an article about why they're not responding. And, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones, where we've got James calling in from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, nice to have an intelligent conversation with you half-wit, Daryl, but I know you have got your finger on the dump already, seeing that you're not really a minister. But, Chris, I thought it was despicable what you said about the U.S. military last week when I tried to have a conversation with you. And, again, the people that are killed by drone strikes, it's not the U.S. military's fault. It's the bastards they're aiming the drones at and the scum of the earth. That are animals, by the way, Conan.
Can we hold? Thank you for the call, James.
Can we hold them over?
No.
Jeez. No, we can't. If he's just going to call and start throwing insults at the beginning of the call, I'll let him finish what is allegedly a thought.
90% civilian casualties, James, you idiot. 90%.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free call-in line. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we have Skype. Username is LRN.FM. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we're talking about the yet another police shooting this of a man in Minnesota, the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, Philando Castile, who was driving, had a permit for the firearm that he had on him, was asked by police, we're guessing, license and registration, and he relayed, hey, just so you know, I've got a firearm and I've got a permit for it. Put your hands where we can see them. Hand us your license. Put your hands where we can see them. Bang, bang, bang. And the girlfriend, who was in the passenger seat, then starts recording video. She did not begin recording video at the beginning of the traffic stop, like you know, somebody that knows their rights generally does.
Unless the video has been edited, because maybe there's something in the first few minutes that...
It's possible, but my understanding was it was a Facebook Live video.
Right.
And the full video was taken down off of Facebook at the request of local police.
And initially, Facebook blamed it on a technical glitch.
Ooh, a glitch.
And now somehow the video has wound up on YouTube, meaning that someone was able to download the video off of Facebook before Facebook pulled the video. And I'm guessing if somebody is downloading the video, they're not going to go through the trouble of editing the video before reposting. I guess it's theoretically possible.
Well, I mean,
saying it's not very likely.
If you have an agenda and you're a cop hater and you're trying to make a point that cops are all, you know, trigger happy shooters,
right?
Then yes, I could see someone editing it to make it look, you know, more damning. It is possible.
Right. Well, here's my question: as with a lot of these things, where's the dash cam video? Is there dash cam video, and if there is, where is that?
Did the cop have
a body mic or a body camera,
which is another good reason why, you know, it's good for everybody.
Right, but even if there was just the dash cam, and yeah. I don't want to get into the discussion about the, you know, put these mass surveillance, mobile mass surveillance cameras out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't want to get into that discussion. But even if there was a dash cam with no audio, you would still be able to see something.
Right.
And there's another word that comes up here, and that's carrying. Carrying a gun.
Yes.
There is a huge difference and a legal difference between carrying a weapon and brandishing a weapon. Do you know what I mean? So as far as I know, there is no state in the union where the police are justified in opening fire on someone for carrying a weapon, but they can if they are brandishing it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or do you have it up? Do you have it in a threatening position? If it's in a holster on your side, that's not justification for them to open up on you.
But, right. but Chris, there's that video we watched in Police Academy where that sovereign citizens opened up on the... He was speeding, or he had a broken taillight himself, and he just opened up on that cop and shot him like 16 times. Remember that video we watched in Police Academy? They're all criminals in my eye. So I mean, yeah. even if he makes any sudden movements, you know, it's my life. I don't want to die out here. And that's exactly what's going through these guys' mind. And it doesn't help. So that's what they learn in Police Academy. They go home, and what are they watching on television? They're watching CSI, or they're watching
Bad Boys. Well, what you gonna do?
Yeah, I really do try to see both sides of this thing, and to be a police officer, we know that it is not the most dangerous job out there in the world. There are plenty of jobs that are more dangerous than being a police officer.
Alaskan crab fisherman.
We know that, but most people do not know that.
Exactly. And that's a fact, that being an Alaska crab fisherman and being a logger here in New Hampshire is more dangerous. You're more likely to die than being a police officer. With that said, since we now have... Now, I say that for the last 50 years, 40 years, we've had a war on drugs, which has ramped up organized crime. It's made open markets into black markets. It's made everyone involved in that resort to violence because they can't go through a court system or anything like that to settle disputes. And they are armed. So because of what we've created, and I hate to keep going back to the war on drugs, but you know what? A lot of the problems we have in this country... I'll go back to the war on drugs.
That's a big part of it.
I remember learning 25 years ago when I was in junior high about how alcohol prohibition was a failure and caused organized crime to spring up.
Sure.
But for some weird reason,
we can't.
This war on drugs that Nixon declared 25 years ago, no, it has not had any of the same effects that alcohol prohibition had, because magical unicorn fairies will continue this.
Hold on, we've got. I know. Just to finish that point, in the case of Nixon, he's a politician, and if he doesn't seem to be doing something for the people, he's going to get voted out. He has to do something. And even if he doesn't believe that it works, and I believe that he did believe, and the same thing with Reagan, that a huge war on drugs would end the problem. You know, just like the teetotalers thought.
Well, but he had other motivations too.
But because he's a politician, he has to be seen to be doing something. Otherwise, he's not going to get voted in next year.
And because drug prohibition did not go through the same process of amending the Constitution, then the legislators can't just say, "Oh, we'll amend this and make it go away." They don't want to be seen as being soft on
criminals,
crime, or whatever. Let's go to the phones, where we've got Mike calling in from Clackamas, Oregon. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, guys. So I have got this is kind of bordering along the side of conspiracy theory here, but I'm going to run this by you. Do you think these shootings are actually intentional in order to get people to go out and get these pistol permits to see who has the guns now, to put more people on the do not fly list, that criminal database of, who has, you can't fly. Well, why can't I fly? Well, because you're in this database, and they're not giving them a reason. So my thoughts on this is, okay, so you have a police shooting, he sees somebody with a gun. This is a theory, but he shoots the guy. It enrages people to go out and get more pistol permits. Now we see who has the guns and who doesn't. And now they actually see, the state can see who actually has the pistol permits, and it puts them in this database. It's more of a...
Hold on, Mike. Let me just stop you for a second and say that your theory is vastly flawed, because everybody with a pistol permit is not on the no-fly list.
But that's where they're going.
They want that to happen.
Yeah. I see where you're going with that, Mike, and at this point, it's hard for me to say I wouldn't put it past them. That's exactly what I would say. But I don't know if they would do it in such a way as to heavily arm much of the country, which is what has occurred. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they might have their names, but now you've got another 100,000, 500,000 or so civilians who are armed who weren't yesterday. Now they are, and that is a bigger fear to the government than knowing who they are.
And this also presumes that, like the low-level cop is somehow part of this grand conspiracy, and I don't believe it at all. Thank you very much.
Hold him on.
We'll hold you. And your thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to your calls here momentarily. We're discussing the latest police killing, or at least the latest one to wind up making the news, because chances are there's one that has happened that has not made the news. There's been over 600 so far this year alone in the United States. And like I said, we'll get back into that just a moment. But when it comes to cryptocurrency wallets, you have a lot of choices. But only one offers a wallet that holds Bitcoin, Ether, and DAO tokens. That's Jax, J-A-X-X. You can get it at jax.io. Or visit the App Store of your choice, be it the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. All data is stored client-side. They, being the programmers and developers of Jax, they never have access to your funds. You can use it cross-platform, and their sleek design means smooth functionality on your phone or your computer. It's easy to back up and recover funds if need be. And here's a little insider info. The ultimate aim of the people at Jax is to build you a digital command center for your life, giving you control over your coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. Control in the palm of your hand, jax.io. That's J-A-X-X.io. Back to the phones, where we've got Mike in Clackamas, Oregon. And Mike, you posited the question in the previous segment about, is it possible that the local police are getting their directives from, you know, some group who is saying, all right, guys, here's what we need you to do. We need you to go out, pull people over for busted traffic lights, shoot them up, and then people will get scared and go get concealed carry permits, and then we know everybody that has a firearm, and we can then put all of those people on the no-fly list, and they'll never be able to travel again.
Well, okay, not quite. I wouldn't say it's a they're giving direct orders from a higher authority or anything. I don't think they're purposely going out, pulling people over, and shooting. But what I'm saying is, if you notice, I mean, you know, back in the 80s and 90s when you went to get a pistol permit or something, you didn't have all these, you know, to my knowledge, these mass shootings. Now what's happening is the difference is now we're getting one, you know, they're back-to-back, you know, every few weeks from now, you're having some sort of police shooting. And I just think that, you know, I think the departments are putting these police on red alert. They're saying, look, you see someone with a gun, make sure you're very vigilant. And if you feel that your life is threatened, don't hesitate to protect your life. And I think what it's doing is it's causing the public to become enraged. They want to rise up, get their pistol permits. And it's, again, this is a theory of mine that now they see who actually has the pistol permits. Again, this is, I mean, there's no proof of this, but I mean.
Yeah. Right. But all firearm purchases that, or I shouldn't say all, but all purchases of pistols that are through a gun dealer, they've got records of those anyway. So, like, you don't necessarily have to have a concealed carry permit for them to know that you've bought a firearm.
Yeah, and I was going to say, it's not necessarily the coincidence or causation and what's the word I'm looking for?
Causation does not equal correlation.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that may be part of it. I think you can look a little broader, and you can look at NSA programs like PRISM that scan Facebook daily, constantly. Don't forget, none of those programs have gone away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Unless they've been replaced by new and improved versions.
Something better, yeah.
Yeah. I do a lot of posts about Second Amendment issues, about gun rights and things like that. So undoubtedly, they're getting it there. And undoubtedly, anybody who's bought a firearm, I don't care what the federal government says, when you fill out like a 4473 to purchase a handgun or whatever it happens to be, they say that, you know, we don't keep these records, and gun shops are required to keep them.
They don't keep those records. But is there a record that they keep,
right,
that there was a request for clearance of a 447, whatever it is?
Right. I think to your point, Mike, absolutely, they do keep a record. Absolutely, I think they probably look at these events as, you know, I assume they look at them as horrific, and they probably also realize that, coincidentally, this will give us a whole number of names that we can now add to our existing may-have-a-gun database.
Yeah.
It's just that, like, it just goes back to the whole, you know, like you were saying, Chris, that, you know, that when you fill out a 4473 after a year or so, those records are gone. Supposedly, we don't know that for sure. Now, even if they are, let's say a gun dealer is being honest and is destroying those records, every firearm in New Hampshire that gets called in, a pistol gets called into the state police, so the state police know you have it, plus NICS knows you have it also.
Right.
If you're going out and getting a pistol permit, there's an extra sheet of paper you're filling out that the county knows or whatever knows that you have that now. So again, I would not put it past them to, you know, this might not be quite a conspiracy, you know, on its very face, but I think there's definitely a possibility that these shootings, they're using it even as an excuse to say, okay, who's got the pistol permits?
They've been knowing for a long time who has the guns, Mike. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Erod calling in from Georgia. Erod, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, about the shooting. You know, oftentimes when you have a shooting like this, the media, particularly the right wing media, will try to portray the, you know, the victims as being some sort of scumbag. You know, they'll post pictures of mugshots, criminal records, like they did with
Trayvon Martin.
Yeah, Trayvon Martin, and even the guy recently.
Mike Brown, Eric Garner, pretty much everybody that's been killed by police in the last 2 years where it's made national news that I've heard of.
Right.
Yeah, they've posted mugshots. This guy that got shot and killed in Minnesota had no record.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been able to get it concealed if he had a record.
Exactly.
Exactly. And if you watch the video, you can watch his girlfriend. I mean, she was no ghetto queen, you know. I mean, she appeared very articulate. You know, the officer, you know, was screaming, you know, saying, well, I told him to put the gun, you know, not to reach. And she said calmly, no, you told him to get his, you know, identification, you know, his license. And that's what he was doing. And you shot him, you know, so. I mean, to me, clearly, you know, this was just a flat-out murder. You know, I watched this thing this morning. I was extremely, extremely, you know, just agitated by it. You know, and my question, you know, to you, and to you particularly, Daryl, you know, I listened to the libertarian debates, and you know, and in my mind, clearly you are the, you know, the clear choice, you know, for the, you know, for the presidential candidate. But let me ask you just flat out, you know, let's say in a fantasy world, you're the president of the United States right now, and this happened. What would you do? Or better stated, what could you do?
Drug war.
Well, right. So obviously there's the whole thing of direct the DEA and whoever it is that actually removes things from the controlled substances list. But as far as police shootings, you could direct the Department of Justice to actually do a thorough investigation, not one of these, oh, yeah, we looked at it and nothing wrong happened here.
They put James Comey on it.
They're investigating themselves. So,
but
the cop is on paid leave.
Yeah, but listen, I mean, those things happen all the time. I mean, you know, we don't, what my fear is, and you know, and I'm probably right. What's going to happen is that, oh, there'll be a grand jury, you know, convened, and you know what they're going to say? Oh, he was justified, you know, and of course they're going to say the obvious, that oh, he feared for his life, and he's off. It happens all the time, and that's more than likely. That's what's going to happen. You know, we see this thing over and over and over again. All an officer has to do is think. Just think that, oh, my God, my life is in danger. I'm going to shoot, and it's justified. If I
A-Rod, thanks for the call.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Username is lrn.fm. We're talking about the most recent police shooting in Minneapolis, or rather in the greater Minneapolis area, of a young man by the name of Philando Castile. And there's still a lot of things that we don't know about what happened in that situation. But what we do know is that he was pulled over for a busted taillight. We do know that he had a firearm on him that he had a permit for. He had a concealed carry permit from the state of Minnesota. And we know that his girlfriend started recording at some point. What was posted online was after the shooting happened, so you know we can speculate that she did not start recording until after her boyfriend was shot. And we do know that the police officer said he was reaching for his gun, and she said, no, you told him to get his identification. That's what we know, and there's still more that we have in a couple different articles on this, as well as your thoughts. We've got it says Farah calling in from Albuquerque. I'm not sure if it's Farah or Sarah, but you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know me, the one that I am. Well, you know what? I just want to talk about, I mean, it's a tragic shooting that, you know, about 8 years ago, an older man, he came out in his pajamas. 1 o'clock in the morning, and shout out a speeding van and a red light camera in Santa Fe. And you know what? I really think whether we have police shooting like this, which is tragic, or whether these men with a dementia, you know, suit out, you know, a photo enhancement of law enforcement, you know, we need to have some kind of gun control. It's just gotten out of hand.
Hold on. So what do you suggest as far as gun control, and how do you suggest it winds up getting enforced?
I mean, I don't really know how to really, we know that it's a problem. Because they shoot each other all the time during road rage, shooting each other, New Mexico, they just shot into each other's cars. They killed them. They shot a little four-year-old girl in the head, the idiot.
Who shot a four-year-old?
Yeah, who is the they you keep referring to? Because, Sarah, go ahead.
About 3 months ago, what's called the Project Lily, what happened is that these two guys got into a fight on the road, so they pulled over, and they come out, and then, why did you do that? And the next thing you know, the guy pulled out a gun and shot into the car. And there was a four-year-old sitting in the back, and she got shot in the head.
Yep.
So, whether you shoot out a red light camera, because you're old and got dementia and you got some tickets, so either that or, they ask you for a driver's license and they shoot the poor man. This has happened over and over to the black community.
It does.
You hear about this every other month, another black
okay.
man.
So I guess what we're looking for from you, Sarah, is what are some practical options? I will tell you that I'm kind of a Second Amendment guy. I think that anybody who feels that they wish to have the ability to protect themselves should be allowed to. And I literally carry a gun every day, and I have for many, 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 many years, and I've never shot anybody. So tell me what is reasonable. What is a reasonable thing that would keep guns out of the hands of murderers? Because here's a little known fact, guys. You know who murders people?
Murderers.
Murderers.
The government.
Right. Guns don't. Knives don't.
Baseball bats don't.
Right.
Cars doesn't. Don't.
Right. So really, I mean, what the question is, I guess, well, let me hear it. Should everybody lose the right to carry a gun in your world, Sarah, or should just you want to somehow make it so just murderers lose guns?
You know what? That kind of sounds like a good idea. Like, they have a criminal record, for example, or mental illness, for example. They should have no access to guns.
This guy who got shot didn't have any of those.
Right. And those are two questions that are on the license to purchase. When you go to purchase a gun, they ask you, do you have a criminal record? Have you ever been charged with a felony or you had a misdemeanor that's could be charged for more than 2 years in prison in the last 10 years? They ask you if you've ever been unwillingly committed into a psychiatric hospital.
Have you
or
had
anything
any past spousal abuse or domestic
yes.
abuse?
Are you a drug abuser?
Or an alcohol abuser?
That you have to answer, and you have to answer truthfully because it's, under oath and all that and penalty of perjury. So what is that next step? Do we investigate? You have to have an investigation by the government before you're allowed to purchase a gun?
I just can't really, come up with a real solid solution. But, what's wrong with, jailing people? If you, I remember really what happened to this guy that killed that little girl. His excuse was, I didn't see a little kid in the back. Why would I be shooting into a car if I could see a 4-year-old girl?
Pity on somebody who's trying to come up with a reason for why you shot into a car. That should be the end of the story. No differently than a police officer shooting into a car.
With a child sitting
in the back seat, which is the exact circumstances we're talking about now.
And then there was the situation where the cops a couple years ago threw the flashbang into some room in a house that they were raiding. Turned out, I believe it was the wrong house. There was a baby sleeping in the crib, and none of the cops were prosecuted because reasons.
It just...
But Sarah, here is the biggest question that you need to ask yourself and come up with a good solution for. If we were to ban guns, who would take those guns from all those civilians out there who own guns? Who would be taking the guns away? And then who would have guns on the end of that? Just military and police? Because someone's going to have to go and round up all those weapons.
$300 million.
And then, you only have trigger happy cops like what we're talking about this evening, who have the guns in the end, and they're always going to be suspicious that someone has a hidden weapon in their car. And see, these cop shootings aren't going to go away if you take guns away, because they're still going to have guns.
No, the shootings will still happen. The cops will shoot people that don't turn over their guns.
Right. Or in the case of this traffic stop, he's going to be suspicious that he's reaching in his back pocket, and the guy happens to be, you know, a differing color, and it's a crazy neighborhood. So yeah, people are still. This is not going to go away if you take guns away. Someone's still going to have them.
And you can look at any country that's done away, you know, come up with the most strict firearm regulations, and like Australia is a good example.
Knife massacres.
Well, not only that, but now they have lots of gun crime. They have lots of gun crime because they push the guns out of the hands of citizens who were legally allowed to use them. They've created a black market.
Yep.
It's no different than the drug law. And now they have mass shootings because of gun deals gone bad and stuff like that, instead of just being able to walk into a store and purchase.
Because you put a gun ban into effect, and guess who's not going to affect? Criminals. They're still going to keep their guns.
Yeah, and that's the whole problem, Sarah. Criminals, by definition, don't care about what your laws are. They don't. They break the law. That's what criminals do. That's their job. So you can come up with all the laws against possessing guns, but until you figure out a way to take 300 million guns away from 100 million or so gun owners, 100 million people in the United States, then everything is just talk. And I would rather get to the root of the issue. When we have gun mass shootings and things like that, look for the cause. And sometimes it's terrorism, and sometimes it's other things.
What kind of drugs were they on?
No, the underlying cause is people not valuing other people's lives.
I'll agree with you on that.
That's the underlying cause. No matter what form it takes, whether it be, you know, somebody shooting somebody because some business transaction went bad, somebody blowing somebody up because, you know, terrorism or whatever, it's people not valuing other people's lives. So that's the underlying cause.
Right. I agree with you completely. And Sarah, I think if there were anything that you take away from this, I hope you remember that from Daryl. That's what we should be talking about, and that's what we should be preaching in our lives and practicing.
Sarah, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome, whether it be on police shootings or anything else that's on your mind. We've got hour two coming up after the news. Toll-free line, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got Skype. Username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.